Jerry, thanks for joining me on In Business.
Thanks for having me on, Amber, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Delighted to have you on the show because it's a particularly busy time of the year, isn't it, for people claiming tax back, and it's probably a time where they should start looking at it, Jerry, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, a lot of people look back on 2025. We can go back 4 years, but a lot of people are focusing on 2025 taxes. And, you know, there's a lot of tax credits to look at over the course of 2025. And something worth noting is, although a lot of people were saying the most recent budget was, you know, it wasn't that generous, 2025 actually deals with the budget before that. So there is actually some very good tax credits and rate band increased and tax credits increased. So, you know, people might be pleasantly surprised if they do a review of their 2025 taxes.
Okay, brilliant. That's good to hear. And some people don't ever claim anything back, Jerry. Is it down maybe to a lack of information or awareness, or that it's perceived maybe to be a little bit more difficult than it actually is? Because I think it's easier than people expect it to be when they do actually put in those claims and try and get a bit of money back into their pockets.
Yeah, personally, you know, a lot of people do look at their taxes, but for those that don't, there is a little bit of a fear factor, even though revenue, to be fair to them, make it very easy, and there's third parties like ourselves, Irish Tax Rebate, that can help you. But it is pretty straightforward. There's a little bit of inertia with people. They just think my taxes, you know, are taken out of my paycheck and you know, it'll always be accurate. But what I'd advise people is, unless you're proactive in claiming tax credits, you won't avail of the tax credits that are there to effectively help workers to lower their tax liabilities and to get tax refunds.
Absolutely. And in terms of when we say tax back, then what areas can we look at maybe, Jerry, in terms of claiming it back? We'll say maybe like from, I don't know, medical expenses maybe, or travel or something. Can you talk us through, I suppose, the different areas there where we potentially might get some money back?
Yeah, well, we do focus on four or five obvious ones that are very common. So the first one is medical expenses and non-routine dental. You'll get 20% back at the cost of them. So, you know, you just you'd obviously have receipts, and you retain receipts. You submit your figures to revenue, and you can upload the receipts to revenue, or else you can just submit it. But once you retain the receipts, in case revenue do ask you to provide them, you get 20% of the cost back. So, you know, if you orthodontic treatment, maybe €1,000, you'll get €200 back. That's an obvious one. There's also the work from home. A lot of people working from home, even flexible, maybe a couple of days a week, they can get 30% back of their light and heat and broadband costs based on the proportion of days they spend at home. So that's also, you know, one to claim. And then there's the rent tax credit, which is very valuable. It's €2,000 for a married couple, €1,000 for a single person in 25. And that's not just for people renting. That's if you have children away in college and in digs and college accommodation or anything like that, that credit applies to them as well. So that's one definitely worth following up on. And then there's the old reliable, like the flat rate expenses, like a uniform allowance. Like, and there's a big change in 2025. Some people might have had that automatically rolling over year on year. Like if you're a nurse, 2025 rules change. You have to proactively claim it. So like if you're a nurse, if you're a teacher, and it's not just the public sector, like we have a lot of guys with Labour down there in Killarney on our books. You know, they're at metal and engineering. They're there for construction. They're there for the vast majority of jobs. Like even yourself, there's a flat rate for journalists. So there's all types of flat rates, but you definitely proactively have to claim them. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to get a tax refund out of it effectively.
Yeah. And Jerry, what you were saying there in terms of, you know, the different, I suppose, types of jobs that people are working that can claim for them, it's worth them doing it, as you were saying, isn't it? Because oftentimes people will claim their tax back hoping maybe to get maybe, I don't know, a couple of hundred or something, but it could end up in the thousands as well, depending, I suppose, on, you know, how much you have to claim back. So you might get a very welcome surprise, I suppose, when you check what is coming back to you and what you're owed.
Yeah. Look, there's significant credits, like, you know, and people change jobs, or, you know, you might have been on an emergency tax, or people might have contributed to a pension or tuition or other ones. And also, like, if circumstances change, you know, if you're a single parent, or if, you know, if you're recently separated, or indeed if you're unhappy, you know, if you get married, you know, these can all result in large refunds. And to be honest, I do hear these shows every day, you know, you cut back on your Sky and cut back on shopper in three different shops, and which is all good advice. But no one ever says the first thing you should do is look at your taxes to make sure you're getting the maximum amount of income into your house that you're entitled to. That's where you should start. And then you know, cut your cloth to measure in terms of spending. So that is the first thing you should do, is look at making sure you're maximizing the money coming into your house, that you're claiming all your tax credits. There's one there, it's a relatively big one. It's called a mortgage interest tax credit. So if you were on a variable mortgage for the last number of years, if the mortgage interest has gone up, the reference year is 22. So if it's gone up 23, 24, 25, there is a tax credit there up to 1,250. So like for people that were on variable mortgages, they might have been on tracker mortgages, they've seen their mortgage interest payment go up, and that particular credit hasn't been utilized at all by the public. And to be honest with you, generally things are easy on revenue, but a lot of people engage with us for that particular tax credit because it's a little bit more complicated. You have to supply the mortgage interest certs to revenue and stuff like that, but it's not impossible either. But you know, like the likes of that are being overlooked by people when, you know, when they could really do with the extra income.
Absolutely. And I suppose you mentioned there the perception maybe that it can be a bit of a hassle, or it's a little bit difficult depending on what you're trying to, I suppose, claim back maybe. Would you just explain to us, Jerry, I suppose, what are some of the main steps you need to do, or in terms of maybe having an account or having, you know, those receipts and things? What are the first kind of steps and the main things that you need to have, I suppose, if you're looking at getting a bit of tax back and making that claim?
Well, the vast majority of people would have a Revenue My account, or they'd have a MyGov ID, and you can link to the revenue system through that, and it is all online. And, you know, although, like I said, we're a third party, we help out people, our, you know, our fees are reasonable. But that being said, we've lots of people that might do a review themselves and then come to us. So you just sign up with Revenue, you have to do it anyway, and you'd have a look at your profile, you'd make sure that all your jobs are listed correctly, and there's sections there for the tax credits, you know, that could, you know, relate to you. And you'd obviously go in, and it is intuitive enough, you know, to go through it. It's just to sit down and do it, you know. Like I said, some people are intimidated by it, they're afraid that, oh, you know, I might do something wrong and you know, trigger an issue or an underpayment. But it is quite straightforward. And maybe then after you've done that, there's no hassle, you know, contacting someone like ourselves to maybe just a second opinion. If there's no refund, there's no fee, so you'd have nothing to lose, you know. So whether it's with Revenue or ourselves, I'd 100% encourage people to look at their taxes. It's definitely worth doing, you know. And you can go back to 4 years. We can go back to 2022.
Yeah, that's great to hear. You mentioned obviously that the EE are there to help if people are maybe struggling or they're not sure what to do. Or as you said earlier, that, you know, there's one aspect that maybe might be trickier than the others and they just need that little bit of extra help. So if anyone wants to contact you, how do they do so, Jerry?
Well, we have a website there. It's www.irishtaxrebates.ie, and there's a 60-second online form. You'd fill it in and you'd sign up. Like, we have 300,000 clients across the country, so like I said, we've a big representation now. Kerry's always been very good to us, especially Lieber and you know, Fesco and all these, you know, these and smaller places, the hotel industry down there. So people just sign up. We're based in Athy up in County Kildare, so you know, you can reach out to us with customer service. You know, they'll answer your emails relatively quickly. They're very busy at the moment this time of year, but within, you know, 24 hours, we try to get back to people to update them. So that's the benefit of using a service like ourselves. We're very responsive in that regard.
Brilliant. And just before I let you go, Jerry, is now the best time really for people to start gathering their receipts and maybe getting ready and start making those claims?
Look, yeah, you do have a bit of time. We'd often have people that might contact us in May or whenever to, you know, because they want to get a few quid to go on a holiday or whatever, you know, they preferred, or maybe even September, we get an uplift when kids are going back to school, they want the money then. But generally people like to know early doors, you know, in January, where they stand. And you know, like I said, we have the website there, irishtaxrebates.ie, and you know, we'll carry out a review, you know, within you'll have an answer within 10 working days. You'll probably have your refund within 10 working days. So it is quite quick and painless to engage with.
Brilliant. It sounds like it is. And look, Jerry, it's been lovely to talk to you. So thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Amber.